Turn with me, please, to our text this morning, Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 2 and 3. As we continue in our series, back to the basics, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, and I'll start reading at verse 1. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature. And let's pray. Lord, we just thank you so much for your word. And I pray you just teach us this morning, Lord, about evil, the devil, the world, and the flesh, and how much, Lord, we need to be depending on you to overcome it, and especially in these last days. I pray you'd come to us now by the power of your Holy Spirit. I pray you'd open your word and teach us from it exactly what it is you want us to know. We ask all this in your name. Amen. Back in June of 2015, doctors at the Countess of Chester Hospital in Manchester, England, started noticing a freaky number of newborn babies were dying in the neonatal unit. And when they looked at security cameras, they were absolutely gobsmacked to see that a neonatal nurse named Lucy Letby was smothering babies and injecting insulin into their PICC lines, causing those babies to die of heart attacks. All told, she murdered 7 newborn babies and seriously injured 6 others before she was finally arrested, and just last Monday was finally sentenced to life in prison only because England doesn't have a death penalty. My God, people, what kind of a black-hearted monster would take newborn babies she's supposed to protect and care for and torture them to death and ruin their parents' lives forever? How could she do that? Why would she do that? Well, it's very simple. Because she's evil and even admitted it. One of the most basic things the Bible teaches, there really is such a thing as evil. And the text we have in front of us this morning tells us all about it. We're in a series at Fox River right now, a series called Back to the Basics, looking at all kinds of basic fundamental truth from God's Word so that we can get back to the Lord in these last days before it's too late. And today we get back to the basics about evil. And to see that, we turn today to Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 2 and 3. In this part of Ephesians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul is telling us how we can be saved by Jesus Christ. And in our text today, Paul tells us what it is that we need to get saved from, and that's evil. And the Holy Spirit is telling us today, we're going to get back to the basics about evil. We got to get back to the basics of where evil even comes from to start with. Our text this morning, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, tells us 3 places where all the evil in the whole wide world comes from so that we can fight it and overcome it. And let's look and see where those 3 places are. The first thing we see from this text, the first place that evil comes from, is from the devil. And that's exactly what Paul is telling us here in verse 2, the ruler of the kingdom of the air. You say, well, Kevin, I don't even believe in the devil. The devil doesn't care if you believe in him or not, just as long as you don't believe in Jesus Christ. You may not believe in the devil, I guarantee you, the devil certainly believes in you. And contrary to popular opinion, the devil is not some hot nightclub owner like on that Netflix show Lucifer. He's not Devil Flanders that got Homer Simpson to sell his soul for a donut. He's not a sucker that lost a golden fiddle to some hillbilly down in Georgia. The 2 biggest lies in the history of the world, the deep state and the devil, aren't real. The devil's a real person, folks. Outside of God and Jesus, the Bible talks more about the devil than any other person. And he's all about evil. The Bible says he started out as an angel named Lucifer, created by God in heaven to be God's worship leader. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 to 14. But then he got a big head and tried to take over. So God cast him and all of his angel homies out of heaven down to this earth, where they became the devil and fallen angels, or the devil and demon spirits. Revelation chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. So what most people don't realize until judgment day comes, the devil is not down there. The devil is right up here. Amen. Living large, bigger than life. Ruler of this present darkness. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. And ruler over everybody who doesn't know Jesus as Lord. The devil hates God. And because you were created in the image of God, the devil hates you too. And prowls around like a roaring lion trying to devour you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. And tries to steal, kill, and destroy everything good in your life. John chapter 10, verse 10. Your job, your marriage, your family, your kids, your health, your finances, your church. So every single day, the voice reminder app on the devil's phone tells him to do exactly the same thing. Make your life a living hell. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. The devil hates you and has a horrible plan for your life. Jesus said, John chapter 8, verse 44, the devil is the liar and the father of lies. Like, there is no God. And Joe Biden's the real president. Inflation Reduction Act. If you get vaccinated, you won't get COVID. See how the devil messes with people's heads? Today you can get an AI app on your phone called Texting Jesus. And that AI app will tell you that the devil, get this, the devil is the champion of love and respect and understanding. Folks, the false teaching and the deception in these last days boggles the mind. The devil's not as powerful as God, but he's a lot more powerful than you. And the only reason you've never had a head-on collision with him is because you and him's going in the same direction. And worst of all, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, the devil blinds your eyes so that you cannot see the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ and get saved and go to heaven. Evil is real because the devil is real. And people, he is everywhere. Don't need to be afraid, but you do need to be aware. UFOs. See that thing that was spotted over Argentina last August the 3rd? What in the world is that? See that that was spotted over 29 Palms, California last August the 15th? Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 says UFOs are demon spirits. Last August the 1st, 44-year-old Lori Ballow Daybell was sentenced to life in prison for murdering her own two children. Because she said they were zombies and needed to be killed so Jesus Christ could come again. Devil. Suicidal thoughts, suicide attempts, devil. All self-injury, cutting yourself, puking up everything you eat, devil. Dr. Fauci lying to kill millions of people for the New World Order. Devil on steroids. Talk about the spirit of the devil at work in those who are disobedient. But sometimes it's not that obvious. The two women you see there on the screen. Carolyn Foote and Becky Calzada, two librarians from Austin, Texas, who started a nationwide campaign to get rid of so-called book banning. And see how proud they are of themselves? Thinking they're doing the Lord's work? Because what they're really doing is making child grooming, gay porn even more available to kids. How many of y'all realize book banning is something good when it protects little kids from evil? How does the devil most often come to us? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, disguised as an angel of light, looking like something good. And he's everywhere. SatanCon conventions, PaganaCon conventions, after school Satan clubs. You can't talk about God in school, but you can worship the devil at the Grammy Awards and the Super Bowl. Folks, the devil's not even hiding himself anymore, and people still don't see him. But the good news is, we've got victory over the devil in Jesus Christ. Because Christians, we can cast out the devil and those demons. James chapter 4, verse 7, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You say, well, Kevin, I don't believe in demonic power. Listen to me. You see the power of the devil, you see demonic power one time in your life. You will be a lifelong believer and you will never forget it as long as you live. Years ago, doing jail ministry at Iroquois County Jail on Sunday afternoons. I gave a prisoner named James a Bible. He took a cigarette lighter, lit that Bible on fire, and threw it back at me through the bars. Cussing at me, screaming at me, spitting all over me every time I went to his cell block. So finally, one Sunday afternoon, I got sick and tired of it. I pointed at him and I said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, peace be still, you come out of him in the name of Jesus. That guy hit the floor like a sack of flour, crawled back to his bunk on his hands and knees like a dog and just laid there staring at me. Very next Sunday, I went back to that same cell block. There was James sitting at the picnic table in the day area with a Bible in front of him. He was waiting for me. I said my spiel, never said a peep, and afterwards he prayed to receive Christ and got saved. And why did that happen? 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Cast out that devil and demons, people. And listen to me, we're going to do that. We better hurry, because these are the last days. And the devil and the Antichrist are on the move. And how do we know that? Clear back from ancient times, the letter X has always been a sign or a symbol of danger or death or evil or the devil. X was a sign of all the ancient Babylonian pagan gods, and also the sign of the evil Egyptian god Osiris, the god of death. So when pharaohs were buried, their arms were always crossed over their chest in the caskets, to making the sign of the letter X to ward off all the evil spirits. Even in our modern culture in America today, X in algebra is a sign of something unknown. X is a symbol of poison and death. Triple X is a symbol for porn. Quadruple X is just another way to write the F word. X has never been a sign of anything good.
Amen.
And that's exactly what the Bible tells us too. Because in the Bible, X is the symbol of the Antichrist. And why? Because Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 17 says, in the last days, the Antichrist is going to force everybody to get the mark of the beast on either their right hand or their forehead. That word mark in the Greek is karagma. And it starts with the letter X. X. Mark of the beast of the Antichrist. And not only that, verse 18, the number of the beast is 666. The Greek words for 666 also start with the X sound. 666, XXX. And get this, as the coming of the Antichrist gets closer and closer, what do you see popping up all over the place? The letter X. TV shows and movies like X Factor and X-Men. Every rapper and pop singer from Chris Brown to Ed Sheeran have come out with an album called X. There's Generation X, the X Games. Comcast Cable changed its name to Xfinity. I could go on and on. And here's the kicker. Last April, when Elon Musk finally took control of Twitter, he changed the logo in the name from a little blue bird to what? X Corp, or just X. And what does he want X to become? Elon Musk said this, I want X to be a global worldwide marketplace for buying and selling that will take over at least half the world's economy on the way to taking over all of it. So Elon Musk wants to set up a one world economy so nobody can buy or sell anything unless they're a part of it. Bible says in the last days the Antichrist will set up a one world economy so nobody can buy or sell anything unless they're a part of it. Sound familiar? So Kevin, you're saying Elon Musk is the Antichrist. No, but he sure is building the platform that the Antichrist is going to use to take over the world, isn't it? You say, but Kevin, what in the world would ever make people go along with a one world government and a one world economy? How about a huge disaster? Hold on to your hats, because the World Health Organization tells us there's another virus coming. One far worse and far more deadly than COVID. This one's supposed to have an 80% death rate. 80%. And what is the World Health Organization calling this virus? Well, what do you know? Disease X. Disease X. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You don't think this whole thing is coordinated? You don't think it's all coming together right now? See what's going to happen? Gee, do you think maybe, just maybe, X marks the spot? The Bible says in the last days, evil will increase because the devil knows his time is short. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. No wonder we see X popping up all over the place. But here's the good news. That X is not just a sign of death or evil or the devil. That X is also a sign that something's being canceled or eliminated, which is exactly what's going to happen to evil. Because just as sure as there's a red-tailed devil, when it's all said and done, Revelation chapter 20, verse 10, Jesus Christ is going to take the devil and the Antichrist and demon spirits and everything evil and cast them into the pits of hell forever and ever and ever. The first place where evil comes from, it comes from the devil. We go on in this text, we see a second thing. A second place where evil comes from. Not only from the devil, but also from ourselves. From the flesh. And that's also what Paul tells us here in verse 3. The cravings of the sinful nature. So evil doesn't just come from out there. Evil also comes from right in here. The enemy within. The unholy trinity. Me, myself, and I. Don't believe me? Look at the video. Somebody needs a swat on the butt. See what that sinful nature looks like? But in spite of that, George Barner tells us 60% of Christians don't believe that human beings are born sinners. Psalm chapter 51, verse 5, in sin that our mothers conceive us. 70% of Christians don't believe that people are basically good, that people are sinful. They believe that people are basically good. Romans chapter 3, verse 23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Do we understand why we need to go back to the basics? Evil also comes from the flesh. And that flesh, that sinful nature, explains a lot, doesn't it? Why your 3-year-old can turn a bag of Cheez-Its into a weapon of mass destruction. Why your 14-year-old daughter can slam doors better than a prison guard. Husbands don't complain when the wife leaves the toilet seat down, but wives complain when husbands leave the toilet seat up. Sinful nature explains a lot. Walmarts are getting rid of their self-checkout lines because too many customers are using them to shoplift. Co-host for Good Morning America, Amy Robach and TJ Holmes, started cheating on their spouses last year by hooking up with each other. And now that they got a divorce from their spouses, they can shack up for real. Last March, two fishermen. Next slide. Jason Runyon and Chance Kaminsky won the Lake Erie Walleye Fishing Tournament in Cuyahoga, Ohio, with the biggest string of walleye. $28,000 in prize money and a brand new Ranger bass boat they got for prizes. But then the judges went back and looked at the fish again. They noticed fish that looked like they should only weigh like 4 pounds apiece weighed over 7 pounds apiece. And then they noticed those fish had been cut open and stuffed with lead weights and fillets from other fish. Uh-oh. So Jason Runyon and Chance Kaminsky were arrested for animal cruelty, had their bass boat and all the prize money taken away, had their fishing license suspended for 3 years, and are still facing a year in jail. And why do all those stupid things happen? Very simple. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Just exactly like the Bible says. Evil comes from the flesh. And oh, we got all the excuses for it. Kevin, the devil made me do it. No, the devil doesn't make you do anything. The devil tempts you to do it. You choose to do it. And that's why you're responsible for it. Well, I'm fat because man-made climate change is causing everything in the universe to expand. No. It's guns, like guns shoot themselves. It's society's fault. I'm a victim. Racism, white supremacy, transphobia. Woke idiot pastor named Patricia Langley, UCC Church, Omaha, Nebraska, said this, LGBTQ isn't even something the Bible thought about. The main message of the Bible is about love and inclusion. No, the main message of the Bible is that sinful human beings are lost and helplessly lost and going to hell in face of a just and a holy God. But there is forgiveness in heaven if you turn from that sin and put your faith in Jesus Christ. That's the main message of the Bible. Flesh and sinful nature explains Joe Biden. Claims to be a Catholic and yet signs bills that murder millions of innocent unborn babies. And mutilates children with something called transgender surgery nonsense. Pathological liar. His own daughter accused him of sexual abuse. His own son refers to him as Pedo Peter. Joe Biden got $24 million for the Biden crime family just during the time he was vice president. Because he sold out you and me and this country to Russia and China and Ukraine. Crooked as a dog's hind leg. And last week went to Hawaii, the island of Maui, totally burned to the ground. Over 1,000 people dead. The worst natural disaster in the history of that state. And Joe Biden compares it to a small kitchen fire he had in his house 20 years ago that almost singed his cat and scratched his Corvette. You say, Kevin, Joe Biden's just old. He is evil. The most despicable human being that has ever been in that White House. You say, well, Kevin, you sound pretty self-righteous. Here's Kevin Garner's testimony. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Christ came into the world to save sinners, of which I, Kevin Garner, am the worst of all. We not only need to be saved from the devil, we need to be saved from ourselves. And the only hope that any of us has, is Jesus Christ and the cross. My grandpa, my mom's father, was an alcoholic. Barely worked. Drank all of his life, finally bled out and died back in 1974. Some of his kids, grandkids, great grandkids, carried on his family tradition. Drinking, drugging, addiction, messed up families, the whole nine yards. Because of him, I was born with a genetic predisposition to addictive behavior, which means the devil had that same exact horrible life all planned out for me to live too. But then July 21st, 1984, something happened to me. Jesus Christ happened to me. And I got saved and born again and delivered from that empty way of life handed down to me by my fathers. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. So listen to me. I don't care what the devil is trying to do in your life. It doesn't cancel out what Jesus is doing in your life. And the Bible says we get saved, we get a brand new spiritual nature. So that we don't have to sin anymore. We can say no to it because of the Holy Spirit that Jesus gives us. But we still carry around that old sinful nature too. So Galatians chapter 5 verses 16 and 17 says those two natures are in conflict and they're constantly fighting against each other. That's why part of you wants to do burpees and CrossFit. The other part of you wants a peanut butter cookie dough puppy chow blizzard from Dairy Queen with 1,360 calories in it. Part of you wants to save sex for marriage. The other part of you wants to jump your girlfriend's bones every time you're together with her. But Christians, listen to me. Don't you play at being a Christian because Satan doesn't play at being the devil. And if you want victory over the flesh, you've got to choose to have it. Amen. And you've got to get closer to Jesus than you've ever been before. Amen. Like he did. For 24 years, Granger Smith was a huge country music star. 10 studio albums, top 10 hits, like Backroad Song and If the Boot Fits, huge house, beautiful wife named Amber, three beautiful kids, touring with family and friends. He had the world by the tail and thought he was a Christian. Till June of 2019, he was playing in his backyard with all three of his kids. And all of a sudden, he couldn't find little three-year-old River. Where was his son? And so Granger Smith ran to the swimming pool, and his heart almost stopped when he realized that little boy had somehow gotten around the locked gate and was floating face down in the water of that pool. Rushed him to the hospital, all kinds of doctors working on him in the emergency room, and Granger Smith and his wife Amber prayed and cried out to God, "Save him! Would you save his life? God, please save his life as a way to glorify yourself." And the Spirit of God spoke to Granger Smith's heart and said, "Don't tell me how I'm going to be glorified." And those prayers weren't answered. And that little boy died. Anger and grief and bitterness like you would not believe, which is the reason why most marriages never survive the death of a child, especially the death of a little child. But see, Granger Smith and his wife Amber didn't split up. Because after that happened, that man threw himself in the Word of God. And he's got his Bible study and getting in the Word more than he had ever before in his life. And finally, after 6 weeks, he cried out, "Jesus, save me! Jesus, save me!" And last April, Granger Smith sold all of his tour buses, all of his tractor trailers, and completely walked away from country music to get a theology degree so he could be a pastor. And he and his wife, Amber, are tighter than teeth. This is what Granger Smith said. "The Bible says people are lost without Christ, and I'm not slamming anybody else who's still in the music business. But as for me, I can't keep doing concerts to entertain people when so many other people are lost. I've got to be on the front lines. God took this bad thing, the death of my son, and used it to show me that, and used it for good, because it gave me a whole new purpose in life and a whole new plan for my family. But if I hadn't overcome that sinful desire to hold on to the hurt and keep performing for the money and the fame, none of this would have ever happened." People, that's what you call overcoming the flesh. And do we see what happens when people don't overcome the flesh and let it run wild, and especially that desire for power and control? Last August the 15th, President Donald Trump was indicted for the fourth bogus time in the last 4.5 months in Fulton County, Georgia, along with 18 other defendants for supposedly trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election. And you talk about an absolute joke. You say, "Well, Kevin, President Trump was asking Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find 12,000 more votes so he could win." No. President Trump said President Trump was trying to find 12,000 more votes. All he was asking the Secretary of State to do was investigate voter fraud that he knew was going on. And it was going to cost him the election. And the transcripts prove it. So basically what Donald Trump was indicted for is simply challenging the results of the 2020 election along with his attorneys. And folks, you talk about ridiculous because every county and state in America has a constitutional process for challenging an election. Al Gore challenged the 2000 presidential election. John Kerry challenged the 2004 presidential election. But evidently today, you follow the constitutional process, you get indicted for violating RICO statutes that the government put in place years ago to go after the mafia and drug rings and sex traffickers. You say, but Kevin, President Trump thought that he won. He said that he won. But let me ask you, what's the crime there? Why is that wrong? There's no right of free speech anymore. I think President Trump won because the 2020 election was rigged and stolen. 71% of the American people think that President Trump won because the 2020 election was rigged and stolen. They're going to indict 243 million Americans? And if challenging the results of an election is a crime, what about the leftists who challenged Donald Trump's 2016 election? Hillary Clinton said this, Donald Trump did not win the 2016 election. He's an illegitimate president. Jimmy Carter said this, Donald Trump was put in office by Russia. He's not the real president of the United States. Chuck Schumer said this, the 2016 election is illegitimate because Donald Trump did not win. When are those people going to get indicted? The deep state spent every waking moment of Donald Trump's presidency trying to overturn the results of the 2016 election with a fake Russian collusion and two phony impeachments and everything in between. When are those people going to get indicted? Don't hold your breath. Cue the crickets. And folks, the foreman of that Fulton County jury, a woman named Emily Kors, is a self-identified witch. You don't think this is a witch hunt? People, this isn't just a travesty of justice. It's evil. Because everybody knows what all these four indictments are really all about. Because the trial dates are all coordinated to interfere with President Trump's 2024 election campaign in deep blue jurisdictions with leftist judges and never-Trumper jurors. Donald Trump is the biggest threat to the deep state that the Uniparty has ever seen. And they will do absolutely anything to keep him from ever getting back in the White House, even destroying the Constitution and the rule of law, setting the horrifying precedent of jailing political opponents, turning America into a one-party dictatorship, anything, anything to hold on to power. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 11, justice is turned back, righteousness stands far off, truth lies fallen in the streets, and folks, it's evil to the core. Evil to the core. Now there's some leftists that want to put President Trump in prison for 800 years. Some of them even want him executed for the highest crime that an American could ever be charged with, and that's treason. And why should you care? Because if they can do that to President Donald Trump, they can do it to you. They don't just want him out of the way, they want you out of the way too. And if they can't get him in prison, why not assassinate him? You say, Kevin, how can you say that? Because, folks, these people are lunatics. If they have no qualms about killing 70 million babies in abortion, no qualms about killing millions of Americans with COVID, why not kill one more to hold on to this country? You talk about satisfying the cravings of a sinful nature. This nation is in a civil war, folks. So in case there's anybody listening to this sermon today, you're still sitting on the fence, you better wake up because we're losing everything, including this country. You don't think you're next? You don't think they're going to come knocking on your door? Joe Biden gets reelected the very next day. He declares a climate crisis, another lockdown, institute digital currency, and your paycheck gets deleted by Big Brother before it even gets in your bank account. And everybody starts eating bugs. But you know what? Not me. Not me, not now, not ever, because God raised up this country, the United States of America, to spread the gospel and shine the light of freedom all over the world till Jesus comes back. And I am not giving up this country to a bunch of thug Marxists and communists. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. And I am not giving up my God-given constitutional rights and freedoms for slavery and tyranny. I'm not doing four more years of this train wreck. I'm not taking the greatest nation in the history of the whole wide world and turn it over to Joe Biden, the most corrupt person in the White House, and watch him have it destroyed forever. Because Christians, we can stand up. And by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the power of Jesus Christ, we can fight the devil. And we can fight these wicked leftists for truth, justice, and the American way to fulfill the purpose that God has for this country until He comes and gets us. And my only question this morning, who's with me? The second place where evil comes from Evil comes from the flesh. We go on in this text, we see a third thing, a third place where evil comes from. Not only from the devil, not only from the flesh, but also from the world. And that's also what Paul is telling us here in verse 2. The way of the world. And why the world? Because the world and everything in it is temporarily under the control of the devil, the evil one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. The world in its wisdom does not know God and is in rebellion against God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. To be a friend of the world is to be an enemy of God. And because the world hates God, and because the world is an enemy of God, so much about this world is anti-God. Britney Spears' new book, The Woman and Me, teaches your kids that being a woman means walking around half naked, showing off your assets. The Barbie movie teaches your kids that LGBTQ is as right as rain. That pop culture icons right there, Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner, are teaching your kids that it's cool to hook up with another guy's baby mama, even though her little kids have no idea who they're supposed to call dad. Parents, see the role models the world has for your kids. You don't teach your kids to follow the Lord, the world will teach them not to. Right now, the Red Cross is asking men who donate blood, asking men, are you pregnant now or have you ever been pregnant in the past? Last September, Homer Glen School District 33C hired that man right up there at the top, a man named Christopher Martin, to teach art in four of their grade schools, even though he identified as trans and had a history of violence and psychotic episodes and claimed to be a Satanist and posted pictures of child sexual abuse and child sacrifice. But see, he was woke, and that's the only thing that mattered. And the only reason Homer Glenn fired him last Sunday night is because a bunch of parents got together and raised hell in a school board meeting. Folks, what kind of a brain trust thinks that a psychotic, devil-worshipping pedophile is good for little kids? Can everybody say homeschooling? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, the wisdom of the world is foolishness to God. Last Saturday, July the 29th, some Christians in Watertown, Wisconsin were in a park exercising their God-given constitutional rights, reading scripture with a microphone to protest a drag show where drag queens were exposing their genitals to little kids. My God, what is this fascination with freaks and queers? And then the cops came. And then when the cops came, that happened.
Morning, just grab the mic.
No, this is the same one that we had earlier.
Yeah, that was in there.
It was not out here.
What is
wrong with
you?
What are you doing? They said we can speak out here on the sidewalk freely.
You can speak, but there's no amplified.
Nobody told us that.
What are you doing?
This is how come there's no amplification? Hey, you guys are acting like thugs, man. You're like straight up thugs.
Hey, you're taking away my money.
He has every right to be out here engaging in speech.
Tyrants.
He has every right to be out here engaging in speech.
See, they didn't arrest the drag queens for indecent exposure to children. They arrested the Christians who were protesting it. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, the world calls good evil and evil good. Last August the 14th, a flash mob pulled off a smash and grab at a Nordstrom's department store in Los Angeles and made off with over $300,000 worth of loot. This is what it looked like. Keep a look at that. That's not just evil. That's the spirit of Antichrist. That's the way of the world in these last days. The way of the world is evil, because it's hell-bent on destroying this country and all the freedom that God has given us. Those wildfires in Maui? Well, what do you know? Last January, Maui hosted the Hawaiian International Conference of Service Systems with the goal of turning all Hawaii green. Wind and solar power, no gas-powered vehicles, EVs, 15-minute cities, the whole nine yards. to try to turn Hawaii into a bunch of smart islands run by artificial intelligence. So did somebody purposely torch the island of Maui to try to jumpstart the process? And why are there so many children missing on that island? In Hawaii, where 27% of Hawaiians have some kind of experience with child sex trafficking. Men's Health magazine says red meat boosts testosterone levels in men. But because of the war on meat and climate change, the testosterone levels in average American men has dropped all the way down from 750 to 900, all the way down to 250 to 300. Talk about feminized men. Dr. Michael Lowe, Stanford University, says Americans are being genetically modified to be allergic to meat through vaccinations. Average child has 74 vaccinations in America by the time they turn 18 years old.
That's right.
mRNA vaccines and everything today, from the flu shots to the food supply. Transgender drugs and hormones being passed out like Halloween candy. Joe Biden won't do anything to stop the flow of fentanyl across the southern border. Pop porn available on everybody's phone 24/7. 23 states have now legalized marijuana, meaning everybody's mind is going to pot. And what's it all for? The same reason that Vladimir Putin subsidizes vodka in Russia. To make you more compliant and more malleable to tyranny and totalitarianism. People, this is the greatest, the most evil, the most quiet, the most successful revolution in the history of the world.
Amen.
And how do we know that? Just last Monday, big headlines, Atlantic Magazine and New York Times, elections are bad for democracy. Bingo. Well, they take too much time. Listen, if people can stand in line for hours and wait for a COVID test or a clot shot, they can stand in line and wait for hours to vote. Well, no, the elections are too risky, and you're too stupid to choose the right candidate. You better let Big Brother choose your leader for you. Adam Grant, writer for the New York Times, said this: if we want public office to have integrity, we would be better off eliminating elections altogether and choosing our leaders with the names of the best possible good candidates put in a hat and chosen by an official. Yeah, my question is, who determines who the good candidates are? Folks, that makes it even easier to rig an election than it is now. See, in order to save our democracy, now we've got to destroy our democracy. You don't think they're trying to destroy the Constitution and government of the people, by the people, and for the people, and refound this nation altogether? They're trying to cancel the 2024 election. Vladimir Zelensky in Ukraine suspended all elections because of an emergency. Gee, I wonder what kind of emergency they could come up with to suspend the 2024 election. And what do you know? Right on time, right on cue, here's COVID again. Variant BA2.86 or B29 or B52 or whatever kind of variant they want it to be. Even though there's only been six cases in the entire world since July the 1st. The Biden administration is stockpiling PPE. Hospitals, colleges, government agencies are forcing people to wear face diapers again. The propaganda media is pushing the panic porn. Oh my God, we're going to die. We're going to die. Everybody's going to die, especially your babies. Your babies are going to die. They didn't even change the script. And of course, when is COVID supposed to be the worst by their projection? Well, I don't know. Right about the end of September and October of 2024. So thank God we got mail-in ballots so we can keep Joe Biden in the White House. See, if they can't lock Donald Trump up, plan B is to lock you down. People, listen to me. No. Never again. We are not doing this again. The lockdowns, the closed schools, the teenage suicide, no jab, no job, communism through health care, J.B. Pritzker getting more bailout money so he can brag about balancing the budget. No. Christians, you stop this. You stop this COVID madness right now. For the love of God, you've got to push back.
Amen.
To overcome the world, we've got to fight and push back. And the good news is millions and millions of Americans are doing that exact same thing right now. And it started this summer already with the blowback against LGBTQ Pride Month. Transheiser Bush went all Dylan Mulvaney and lost $30 billion. And Bud Light went from being the number one beer in all of Western civilization to kryptonite. Sales were so bad, 4th of July weekend, grocery stores in America were selling Bud Light cases of 12 for a dollar. And they still didn't move. They couldn't give that stuff away. Target went in for trans and kids and lost $15 billion. And today, their stock price is the lowest it's ever been in the history of that company. North Face came out with ads showing grown men wearing women's skirts. Sales dropped 20%. Cracker Barrel went Bud Light, showing rainbow-colored rocking chairs in their ads. Sales and profits went through the floor. Talk about pushing back. Go woke, go broke. Disney continues to bleed out because their programming is still trying to queer little kids. Disney Plus has lost 14 million subscribers in the last 10 months. The last three Disney movies, Lightyear, Strange World, and Guardians of the Galaxy, lost over $1 billion combined because the movies are stupid woke. Disney's live-action remake of The Little Mermaid featured Ariel with dark skin. A dark-skinned actress played Ariel, and the movie bombed. And of course, the left says that Americans boycotted Little Mermaid because they're racist. Folks, that's crazy. Nobody even knows what color a mermaid's supposed to be anyway. Americans didn't boycott Little Mermaid because they were racist. They boycotted that movie because Queen Ursula was a drag queen, King Titan was an environmentalist, and Ariel's friend the seagull was transgender. And that whole movie was just one long, boring lecture about leftist claptrap.
That's right.
Disney's latest live-action remake of Snow White also bombed. Because instead of being a story about a fall-in-love fairy tale for little kids, it was supposedly about empowering women. The Latino actress who played Snow White in that movie, Rachel Zegler, said this, "Everybody knows the old Snow White was all about white supremacy and discrimination against all kinds of people like real-life dwarves." Old Snow White was about white supremacy? Are you crazy? And people can't differentiate between seven cartoon dwarves and people in real life who suffer from a medical condition called dwarfism? No wonder people stayed away in droves. See how we can push back and see what we can accomplish, even if it's just a few of us? Last season, the NHL had every pro team host a gay pride night with players wearing rainbow-colored jerseys during warm-ups. And out of the 1,023 pro hockey players, four of them, who are all Christians, stood up and said, "No, we are not wearing those jerseys no matter what, because we're not going to glorify what God clearly condemns. We have respect for all people and their choices, so just have respect for us and our choices." Ivan Provorov of the Philadelphia Flyers, James Reimer of the San Jose Sharks, and brothers Mark and Eric Stahl of the Florida Panthers. And because those four guys stood up in the name of Jesus and said, "We will not comply," the NHL now will no longer allow teams to force players to wear any pride uniforms at all. Touche! Major League Baseball. Five pitchers on the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, who are all Christians, refused to wear rainbow caps or rainbow patches on their uniforms. And because of that, Major League Baseball now says no rainbow caps or patches or rainbow anything on anybody's uniforms ever again. Folks, just four or five people taking a stand for the Lord against evil changed official policy in two professional sports. Talk about pushback. You say, "Well, Kevin, I'm just one person." Yeah, but look what even one person can do. Last month, country star Jason Aldean came out with a song that called out all the wickedness and violence and lawlessness perpetrated on this country by the left and Black Lives Matter and Antifa. A song called "Try That in a Small Town." And even though the left said that song was racist, which is an absolute joke, that song spoke to millions and millions of Americans who felt hopeless and defeated and reminded them that small town values and God and country and the Bible and right and wrong are still true. And they still mean absolutely everything. And they're still worth fighting for. You talk about a song going viral and pushing back. Then a couple weeks later, a folk singer named Oliver Anthony not only passed up Jason Aldean, also passed up Taylor Swift and went all the way number one on the Billboard charts with a song called "Rich Men North of Richmond." It talks about how the left and the Uniparty has chided and cheated and manipulated regular Americans like you and me out of our freedom and out of our country. And now he's come up with a song called "I Want to Go Home" that talks about all the evil and the sin in the world and how the only real freedom and the only real hope and peace that we are ever going to have comes from the Lord. Here's a part of that song.
Well, if it weren't for my old dogs and the good Lord, they'd have me strung up in the psych ward. 'Cause every day living in this new world is one too many days to me. Son, we're on the brink of the next world war, and I don't think nobody's praying no more, and I ain't saying I know it for sure. I'm just down on my knees begging the Lord to take me home. I wanna go home.
Now, Oliver Anthony is not a professional musician and doesn't want to be, because he knows exactly what it's like to struggle with every single thing you can imagine, just like all of us do. And he uses his music to point people to the fact it's Jesus Christ that can get you the victory, as raw as some of those songs are. Before he starts every concert, he prays and he reads scripture to the audience to keep them focused on the fact that their hope is in Jesus Christ. And because of that, gazillions of people all over this country are listening to his songs and being drawn closer to Christ because of it. This is what Oliver Anthony said. That's the beautiful thing about this country. Even an idiot like me can make something happen. And I don't even want to do this full time. People in the music industry give me blank stares when I brush off $8 million offers. I don't want 6 tour buses, 15 tractor trailers, and a jet. I don't want to play stadium shows. I wrote my music because I was suffering with mental health and alcoholism, and I see so many people in America and America itself just struggling with everything gone wrong and not right. And it's so frustrating and depressing. The greatest country in the world is fading away, but I found freedom and victory in Jesus Christ, and I want this country to find freedom in the Lord too. And the best answer of all for this whole thing, we just need to go home. Christians, listen to me. Millions and millions of comatose Americans and limp-wristed Christians are finally waking up. So for crying out loud, stand up and push back. Resist the devil, the world, and the flesh, and they will all flee from you. Because there are still 7,000 in Israel who have not yet bowed the knee to Baal. And with God, all things are still possible. In case you haven't figured it out yet, Fox River is not a nice little church with a nice little pastor who preaches nice little sermons to nice little Christians about how nice we are and about how much nicer we should be. Because, folks, these are the last days. And this nation and millions of Americans in it are going to hell in a basket with two handles. And so many of us in this church are so tired and so depressed and so beat down and so beat on and so discouraged, sick and tired of dealing with addiction, sick and tired of dealing with the same sin over and over again, sick and tired of seeing our country being thrown under the bus and our freedoms taken away and nobody who does anything wrong being punished. So if that's you here today and you're sick and tired of getting your brains beat in, you're sick and tired of being losing to the devil, the world, and the flesh, sick and tired of seeing your family raked over the coals and trashed and ruined by somebody else's sinful nature, situations at work that you can't deal with anymore because of somebody else's sinful nature, I want you to stand up right where you're at. You're sick and tired of getting your brains beat in. Stand up right where you're at. Everybody in this church standing, and the most important thing, the greatest thing, the number one thing that we need to do right now is to speak the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ over all of this. We're going to do some spiritual warfare. And we're going to resist the devil, the world, and the flesh. And it will flee from us. No more crying. No more belly aching. No more griping. No more excuses. I just want to speak the name of Jesus and be delivered from evil.
Thank you for that.